This is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And before our program begins, I'm asking you to join your fellow listeners by sending us a donation now. It's easy to do at loe.org. Or call me at 800-745-8810. Thanks, and now for the show. This week we have another installment of the Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. For more than a decade, Orion has invited readers to put their memories of home on a map and submit essays on their website. And now we're giving them a voice. The special place that you care about, where you go to be close to nature, doesn't have to be exotic, it doesn't have to be spectacular, it just has to speak to you.
I'm Shetali Banerjee. I'm from Niskayuna, New York. It's about 18 miles from Albany, the capital of New York. I'm a biomedical scientist and a science writer, and I also write essays, travel narratives, short poems. And this is a piece that I wrote about a park that I visit often. It is on the banks of Mohawk River, which is a tributary of the Hudson River. It's my place to contemplate, to write, and I also do a lot of bird watching there. There are several species of birds, common birds, but I do look at them. Chasing a squawk across the Mohawk River. Hot, parched parking lot eases into cool, shady oasis beneath maple and cottonwood trees lining the Mohawk Hudson hike bike trail. I settle down on a bench as the air fills with swirling wisps of cotton. Squawk, squawk, loud, deep, guttural, throaty. I scan the marshes. No suspect. Distant cattails undulate in gentle breeze, smack at the center of river and angler's boat. Red-winged blackbird hops amongst maple leaves. Here I see it. Here I don't. Flycatcher dives into carpet of water chestnuts. Squawk! I gaze up and down the river. Grackle keeps its yellow, bright, inquisitive eyes on me. Iridescent feathers, now purple, now the deepest blue. Red-tailed hawk misses a chipmunk. Squawk! I walk, eyes peeled to the river, marshland shrubs, riverbank resplendent with vibrant rose-purple spikes of purple loosestrife. Squawk! Squawk! A large gray-blue bird rises from the duckweed, slowly flaps its way across the marsh. I am spellbound as I savor the leisurely, graceful gray and black flight, the elegant curve of the neck, bill so yellow, sharp and strong, slender long legs. It lands on driftwood, composes itself, then starts stalking with deliberation. Stilt-like legs cover stretches of marshland in the blink of an eye, yellow gimlet eyes intense and focused. The beak dives in and out. My binoculars tremble as I watch a primal struggle unfold. Gulp! Squawk! Squawk! The great blue heron. I stand at river's edge, mesmerized.
Shetali Banerjee lives in Niskayuna, New York. Tell us about the place where you live. You can find out about our collaboration with Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay by visiting our website, loe.org. Coming up, how our passion for sports is being harnessed to green America. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from Breckenridge Capital Advisors, applying a sustainable approach to fixed income investing. www.breckenridge.com. The Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.